We're here on KSOM Radio, and we're talking Underwood football with the head coach for the Eagles, Nate McKelson, here on KSOM. And, Coach, it's probably good to finally get things going and get closer and closer to game day. How are you feeling about your football team coming into a new season?
Yeah, definitely kind of on the home stretch here, getting ready for week one. A lot of teams have scrimmages and things of that nature, you know, Friday night. So, yeah, it's definitely, you know, going to be nice to mix it up with somebody other than ourselves. You know, we've had a good 3 weeks of preparation here. You know, obviously some things that we found that we're good at and some things that we need some work on, you know, just very similar to every year. So just kind of taking it day by day, trying to get better each day you know, trying to be, you know, peaking for game one, obviously next Friday.
So you are coming off a great season, really three great seasons in a row. Last year made it to the Dome, lost to MFL Marmac in the semifinals. What did you feel about just, you know, pieces coming back this year, the pressure of going back to the Dome, maybe trying to take it to go even further? I mean, how do you feel about all of that coming into this year?
Yeah, you know, I think this year, probably for the first time in a couple of years, we have maybe some more unknowns than we've had. You know, we graduated a very large, productive senior class a year ago, and, you know, we're going to be replacing those guys with some young kids and then some older veteran kids within our program that just haven't got an opportunity to play. You know, I thought, you know, our preparation all off season and then obviously into the preseason has been fantastic. I feel like we've got a lot of hungry kids, like I said, that maybe haven't had their opportunity yet within the program. Really looking and excited to watch them play. You know, I think we have some really talented kids that just haven't had that opportunity yet. You know, we're going to figure all that out a week from now. But I'm excited to watch our team play and compete you know, see where we can take it.
I guess it starts at quarterback with Garrett Lutt, future Iowa Hawkeye baseball player, threw for over 2,500 yards a year ago, 32 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. I'm sure he makes everybody around him better. What is it about him and his talents that, you know, that you like about on the football field?
Well, first and foremost, it's a luxury to have a quarterback with the abilities that Garrett has. You know, those guys don't come around super often, and you know, we're very fortunate, you know, to have him as part of our program, one of our main leaders. You know, Garrett is you know, one of our better players, and he has one of our strongest work ethics. And when you compare those two together, you know, you got a kid that's going to maximize his potential. And I really think Garrett can do that. You know, we knew he was a really good player. Last year, he probably exceeded our expectations. You know, and you know, he's voted a team captain as a sophomore. So that just shows his leadership ability and what his teammates thought of him even at a young age. And we're just looking for him to take a step forward this year in both his production and leadership role. You know, he makes everybody around him better, and that's a recipe for success for any football program. So we'll lean a lot on him and his experience and just his overall leadership and ability you know, see where that can take us.
Well, you do lose some skill guys around him. Your top three receivers, your top two rushers are gone, including Maddox Nelson, who ran for over 1,300 yards. So what do you see from those running backs, those receivers? Who are the guys that you think can step forward to surround Garrett?
Yeah, definitely a ton of production lost out of that senior class and the areas that you just mentioned. Some of the better players that we've had come through our program in my time here for sure. You know, in terms of receivers, you know, our most experienced receiver returning will be Easton Robertson. He started all last year and then played a lot as a sophomore. We'll be looking for him to kind of take a step up with his production and maybe more of a, you know, focus on getting him the ball. Sam Holzing's a kid that had a lot of success this last spring in track. And, you know, he's kind of transformed his body over the last couple of years to be a weapon for us as a receiver. You know, kids like, again, kids that haven't necessarily played a bunch, Nick Hackett, Charlie Myers, Taden Hull, a lot of young kids within, or a mixture of young kids and veterans within our program that are kind of getting their first chances to, you know, play an important role on our football team. Those guys are going to have to step up at receiver to some extent. Backfield-wise, I feel like we've got three guys that we're kind of rotating through right now. Sam Schoening, who's been an All-State defensive player for us. Riley Seelock, who did some starting for us last year as a backup, you know, in the secondary. And then Will Buckholt, who was one of our leaders in terms of special teams units last year. Those guys are all going to have expanded roles. We feel like we've got some depth at those positions to some extent. Again, it's a lot of it's unknown because a lot of those kids, you know, just have yet to see the field and have yet to experience that. But from what we've seen in preseason practices, we're excited about those guys. I think they have a chip on their shoulder and something to prove. But, you know, it's going to be a tall task, you know, trying to fill the shoes of some of the great players that have now graduated from the program. But we have the utmost confidence in these kids coming in. I think they're, like I said, hungry to prove themselves and to prove that, you know, we can get, or we can be a very competitive, successful team again this year. And, you know, more than ready to watch that unfold as the year goes on.
How about up front on the offensive and defensive line? I'm sure you got a lot of guys that go both ways. How's it shake out on the lines coming into the season?
Yeah, I mean, the way we look at it, you know, we obviously start five guys in the offensive line, but you need seven or eight guys that you can depend on throughout the course of a game or a season just because of, you know, injuries or fatigue or what have you. So we're just trying to build some depth there. You know, last year in our semifinal game, we did start three sophomores, Leo Kasten, Riker Adair, and David Foote. And then Grady Jones was another sophomore last year that started a handful of games for us on the offensive line. So we do have some experience there. You know, it's probably one of our, in terms of our, you know, all our units, it's probably one of our more experienced groups of returners. So, you know, we'll lean on some of those guys that have played more snaps. You know, obviously, like I said, we've got a good core of backs. So I feel like our running game, you know, it was very good last year, and graduating Maddox and Graham is never easy, but, you know, we'll lean on that running game, as much as we need to, and excited about the progress those guys have made, early on this year.
When you look at the other side of the ball on defense, I guess one stat that really shows out when you look at your stats from last year, 24 interceptions as a team, 8 by Mason Boothby, who's obviously graduated by himself. I mean, that's impressive. That's a ball-hawking defense right there. What really stands out with your defense as you look at this year's team?
Well, again, you know, kind of a common theme here, but we're going to have a mixture of veteran players and then some kids that are, you know, haven't played, whether they be old or new within the program. You know, in terms of the interceptions, I think that's, you know, defensively and offensively, we preach when the ball's in the air, it's our play to make. And, you know, I think our guys have done a really good job of that, whether it be, like I said, offense or defensive side of the ball, making a play on the ball while it's in the air. You know, a lot of things contribute to that, the interception stat, you know, pressure in the QB, and I think just our overall game plan and the execution of the game plan. So those are things that we're going to continue to, you know, harp on and make important within the program. You know, as defense as a whole, like I said, you return, I think our second leading tackler, Sam Schoening from a year ago, he's an All-State player. We're looking for obviously big things out of him. He's kind of a hybrid linebacker, secondary player for us. You know, we returned some of those offensive linemen guys I talked about earlier. Those guys will return and play some D-line for us. You know, we, again, you know, you're right. We do have, you know, we're a program that plays a lot of kids, both ways, just in terms of depth and numbers. That's what we have to do. So a lot of the kids that are going to contribute on the offensive side are going to contribute on the defensive side as well. We'll be breaking in a pretty new set of linebackers, a few kids in the secondary. But, you know, overall, it's been highly competitive at practice. Like I said, our main focus is not only getting the 11 guys ready that are going to start the game on Friday nights, but it's also, you know, those three and four guys that are going to be in backup positions. We really got to gain some depth there, because, you know, you never know from play to play what's going to happen. So that's kind of our focus. You know, Steve, the more guys we play, the better we're going to be. I really believe that. We'll look to get as many guys ready for Friday nights as possible.
In the district, you know, you had a tough one against AHSTW, but you pulled out the homecoming win there, and then it was pretty much close the rest of the district season. Did not allow a point to Shenandoah, Trainer, Missouri Valley, or Red Oak. What do you see? I'm sure everybody remembers that, and they're gonna be gunning for you. How do you see the district this year?
Yeah, you're exactly right. I think that we're going to get everybody's best shot, and rightfully so. I mean, we're happy about that. We want to play teams at their best, and I think that benefits us as well. The district is going to be a grind, as it always is. You know, you talked about some of those scores, and some of those games were a lot, you know, closer maybe than the scoreboard may have indicated. And Avoca was one of our closer games last year. I look for them. They return a ton of production. We talked about all the production we lost. They return a ton of their production. They're going to be a team that's really hungry to make a run. Trainer is just a built-in rivalry that's always a game that we get excited about, and usually a highly contested game. Missouri Valley is another WIC rival that is on our schedule now. Red Oak and Shenandoah, I don't know too much about them, but they're going to be programs that are moving in the right direction that are going to be improved. So, we'll worry about the district slate once the district rolls around. I believe that our non-district schedule is really going to prepare us to play a tough district schedule. So we'll take it game by game. But, I anticipate the district to be tough as normal.
Yeah, certainly non-district games with Van Meter, Kemper, St. Albert, traditional powerhouses there. That's not going to be easy in any one of those. Overall, what do you see as the keys for your team to, you know, have success this year, maybe to go back to the Dome, maybe to go further than what you did last year? What needs to happen?
Like I said, I think we need to build depth at all positions. We can't just rely on 11 guys each Friday night. We're going to have to rely on 15, 16, 17 guys to make impacts throughout the course of the game. So we're going to have to build some depth. We're going to do that through, you know, repetition and practice and things of that nature. I think obviously, and this is, you know, just kind of sometimes luck of the draw, but obviously staying healthy, I think, is important. Putting our playmakers in position to make plays, being assignment sound defensively like we have been over the last, you know, 4 or 5 years, all that stuff plays a part. And, you know, I think I'm a firm believer in, you know, success breeds success. And we've had a lot of success over the last 4 or 5 years. And a lot of the guys that were going to put that out there on Friday night, although they don't have a lot of reps, they've been around a program that's been really successful, and they've seen the blueprint of how it works and how to do it, and kids that have been successful before them. And I think that goes a long ways. And again, just really excited about some of these kids and their opportunity to play and show what kind of football players they are each and every Friday night. And we'll take it game by game. Obviously, our goals remain the same. We don't want to take any steps backwards. We want to continue to move our program forward. So we'll take it game by game, and wherever we land at the end of the season, as long as we're playing our best football, and then we'll be satisfied with that. So, we don't talk about in terms of, you know, where we want to end up or this or that. You know, we talk about it as a game by game format, and as long as we play our best each and every Friday night, everything else will take care of itself.
Coach, really appreciate your time, and best of luck to you and your Underwood Eagle team throughout the season. Thanks so much.
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Nate McKaleson, head coach for Underwood Football with a Z here on KSOM.